guys. Welcome back to Wine, Crime, and TV Time. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Emily.
And today we have a Teen Mom 2 and Young and Pregnant episode for you guys.
The most boring episodes. I thought last week was super boring, and then it just keeps getting worse.
Right. As I was doing my notes for this, it was so boring, especially for Teen Mom 2. Young and Pregnant wasn't too bad. It was boring, but...
It's funny because you texted me and you were like, I'm falling asleep.
Literally, I was like watching it and I'm like dozing off on the couch, falling asleep watching it.
Like, that's what I watched it last night with Dennis, and I was like, this is going to be the worst. And then I just like kind of skim rewatched it today to like write a little bit of notes. But I was like, I knew there wasn't going to be a lot.
I know.
Because every... Okay, should we just start?
I was actually watching and Dave came home from work while I was watching, though. Mm-hmm. And you know how he feels about Teen Mom and Teen Mom Young and Pregnant. And he came in, I think it was during Young and Pregnant, and Brianna was on the screen, or Brianna, whatever she goes by, I don't know. And he's like, how old is her mom? I'm like, that's the question you have here.
Yeah, how old is her mom? That's such a Dave question, though.
I know. So first, I think we should get into what we're drinking today, okay, our wine of choice.
What are you drinking, Kate? Oh, I'll go. Yeah, sure. So I'm drinking the cheapest Pinot Grigio that I can find in ShopRite.
Mm.
It's Woodbridge, you know, the $12 huge bottle.
Also, she lives in a state where you can buy wine in ShopRite.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I don't. But I am drinking Long Cloud, which actually has a really nice label. Can you see it?
Yeah, that is really nice.
And it's a Sauvignon Blanc. And it's allegedly supposed to have crystal clear fruit offering a mix of citrus and gentle tropical fruits. A refreshing and crisp dry white wine. What are your notes?
I don't have notes. I just have a
Woodbridge.
It just has a life story of Robert Mondavi, who created Woodbridge, and I really don't care about him.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So I guess we should just get started. So the Teen Mom 2 episode, I guess we'll start with Teen Mom, right? 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Young and Pregnant. So it's episode, or season 9, which still throws me off,
and
episode 28, and it was called Sugar-Coated Mood.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to understand why.
Oh, I understand why.
Okay.
There was one part, also, I have Sean spelled different about 5 times in my notes, just so we know. It was about Jade, which I feel like it's always about Jade.
Yeah, because she carries the show. It's funny, I was watching last night with Dennis, and I'm like, wow, I wonder if her back hurts. And I was like, yeah, because she's carrying the show. And I'm like, exactly. So funny.
No, literally.
Yeah.
So do you want to start?
Sure. All right, so... We open up to Kale. She's moving into her new house, and she wants to surprise her kids. Yeah. And she talks about it for a very long time.
It was the whole episode.
Javi was dropping Lincoln off.
At
the old house, yeah. And I said it seemed like Javi and Kale are getting along pretty well.
Same. I literally wrote that down. I wrote her and Javi seem to be getting along.
A part of me, even though I don't like Javi, I still kind of like wish they would get back together, and I don't know why.
You know, I did, but then like I've just seen, like, I used to always think like Javi was innocent in so many things, and I've just seen what a slime ball he can be.
Ugh, the worst.
Right, and like I'm just over it. But I will say they were definitely flirting. I feel like they are either getting along and flirting or hate each other.
Right. Well, I'm glad they were getting along this time, because she's not getting along with any other baby daddy, it seems like.
I think she's getting along with Chris right in the show right now.
Oh, well, I guess they're fucking currently. Right. I thought it was funny how Lincoln, he goes, why is the house so clean? Like, it's empty, honey.
Yeah, wrong word.
And then she drives them to the new house, and they're driving through the neighborhood, and Lincoln...
Wait, you missed an important part.
Did I?
Mm-hmm. So you missed, like, where she picked Isaac up, right?
Right. Well, I didn't see...
So she picks Isaac up from Joe, and also, I love Isaac. I think he's, like, the funniest, sweetest. However, Did you not notice his seatbelt wasn't on?
I didn't notice that.
His seatbelt was not on.
Was that the big ride. Part you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't notice that.
It bothered me.
I'm like, oh my God, what did I miss? Did something happen?
Like, you're 10 years old. You should have your seatbelt on.
Yeah, but his mom texts and drives in front of them. I'm not surprised.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, all right, Isaac, if you're listening, which you're not, you should probably wear your seatbelt. You're also very big on that, so.
I am very big on that. I will not move my car until everybody in it has the seatbelt on.
Yeah. So when they were driving up to the new neighborhood, did you hear Lincoln? He was like, wow, yeah, this is a great neighborhood.
Yes.
And Isaac was going like, wow, yeah, we were in our old house for too long. Like, what does that mean? Before I moved out of my house growing up, I was there my whole life.
Right. You were in your entire 20s when you moved out.
20 years. But yeah, you're right, Isaac. You were in that house for too long.
They're like little mini adults. It's so funny.
I know. I love them. But like, that was pretty much it. The house is huge.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice, I think.
Do you have anything else to add?
No, I literally stopped. My notes stopped at, why the fuck isn't Isaac's seatbelt on?
All right. The next mom is Jade.
Mm.
Whose back hurts from carrying the show. Ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
I found it weird that she called Sean for, like, to vent and for support.
Right, which makes me think that, like, there was something already going on there.
Oh, yeah.
They were already on good terms, probably doing it.
Now, do you notice that Chloe is always eating fast food or, like, microwave dinners?
Yeah, she definitely, like, never cooks for Chloe.
Which is so sad.
It is... However, I'm trying to see, like, her side, too, and she works and, like, busts her ass. She has to, like, bail people out of jail. Not that she did, but, like, she's dealing with her mom, and she's going to school, and she has this kid. Like, it's sad, but I, like, feel like she probably feels like she doesn't have a choice.
I guess. I mean, I just feel like, get something a little healthier. Like, I go to friggin' ShopRite every day. To get sushi, like get
right.
A salad.
I just
from
also feel as though we're seeing her only when she's filming, and who knows how rushed she feels when she's filming, like to get back to her house to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you're filming, you're probably not like cooking dinner,
right?
And especially her storyline, like she's got shit going on. It's not Chelsea where like she can cook dinner for the cameras and give
us
a recipe.
But she still doesn't. Yeah. That makes sense. I guess I'm being a little judgmental, but whatever. So I guess then Sean brings Chloe and Jade's sister. They're like,
right.
On a date to eat at
Mama's
Sanders family restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Where Jade works now, I guess. And I just felt very uncomfortable. Like, when Jade's aunt came over, I was like, wow, that... It looks like a less cracked out version of Jade's mom. And Dennis goes, yeah, but she still looks cracked out. I was like, you're right. You're
but
right.
Better.
Oh, much better. Much better.
I honestly felt like Sean looked like he was doing better until he started talking to her. Then I was like, I don't know. I was uncomfortable watching that.
Really? I just felt like the conversation they had was really uncomfortable.
Maybe.
And then she shakes his hand at the end.
So weird.
And she's like, well, great to see you, buddy. That was really strange. I feel like he looked a lot better.
I think he looked better.
Yeah, I hope he stays on the straight and narrow.
Same.
And then, you know, Sean gets Chloe the next day.
Oh, and also I wanted to make a comment. That's where the term sugar-coated mood came from. They were sitting there talking, and they were talking about her letting Sean watch Chloe the next day.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, I can do it, because the sister couldn't, because all of a sudden she had a maternity shoot that she was doing. Like, she didn't know.
I didn't know if she was trying to say that she was pregnant or not.
Right, I couldn't tell, and, like, you couldn't see her stomach.
Right.
But regardless, so they're talking about it, and Jade's like, I mean, I guess I don't want you necessarily, like, I don't want to give you this chance and you fuck it up, like, every other time. Like, I don't want you doing drugs. I want you to, like, be healthy around our daughter, blah, 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 blah. And
he's not
going
to lie. I don't listen to when she talks because I feel like she's always repeating herself.
She is, but I, like, get where she's coming from. She's surrounded by all these, like, messed up, toxic people.
Yeah.
And, like, he was like, wow, I guess there's no sugarcoating that or something. And she's like, I'm not really in a sugarcoated kind of mood or something. And that's where it came up.
She always keeps it real, and I really respect her for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
she seems genuine.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'd be friends with her. The only thing, did you ever listen to her when she was on Coffee Convos? Did you listen to that one?
I didn't.
She really fucking bothered me. I'll have to send it to you. It was, like, really annoying. I feel she likes to pat herself on the back a lot.
Probably. But, like, I probably would, too, if, like, I grew up in the environment I did. If I grew up in the environment she did. Mm-hmm. Had a kid and was, like, doing really well for my kid. And, like, I do believe that she's a really good mom.
Yeah, 100%.
However, she chooses toxic people constantly. Like, she chose Sean.
Right. Yeah. But then anyway, Sean gets to be alone with Chloe for the first time. How long did he say? Like, months or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then she's microwaving her doll in her play kitchen.
Strange. and then he starts talking about how he misses his family being together and like him and Jade. And I found that weird because
while
they're
eating Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay. Great. Also could really go for some Buffalo Wild Wings right now. Mm. I love wings. Anyway, so I thought it was strange because it's like, okay, can we rewind a few episodes back and go back to his, like, ranting on his Instagram lives? And he's like, I don't fucking need you, Jade. I'm fucking happy without you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It just bothers me. Like, so, if he didn't do drugs and he wasn't a psycho,
And that's what I was just going to say. Like, I think drugs just turn you into such a different person. And if he is truly clean, like, maybe he's realizing what he did. Because I do feel like he had, like, genuine, like, he felt bad about what he had done.
Yeah, probably.
Because he even said, he was like, I'm waiting for Jade. She's beautiful, perfect, and everything I've ever wanted in a wife. And I was like,
so gross, but okay. Okay. So that was pretty much that. I mean, do you have anything else to add for them?
You know, I felt like once Jade got back and they were having their Buffalo Wild Wings, Sean was, like, basically, confessing his love to her, like, carrying on, like you were just saying. And she literally was just like, I told you so. Like, I told you this was going to happen when you were doing your drugs and being an idiot.
Yeah, and I mean, she's not wrong. She did say that.
And, like, she said something along the lines of, like, she needs to see change in the long run. And he's like, well, no, I think that the cycle's broken. Like, you've been clean for what, maybe a week?
5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I did, like, the last thing that, like, I kind of had was I felt like, you know, I feel like Jade is a really good mom and wants what's best for her kid at the end of the day. Like, I agree. Do think that.
Yeah.
So, that's all I had.
All right. Well, we're on to Stinky Brianna. So Brianna buys a house for her entire extended family.
Ridiculous. The brood.
I just don't. I have like two things to say about this whole thing. Because I feel like her part was very dragged out and uncomfortable.
Painful.
Yeah. So also, did you catch that her house has two living rooms?
I did, but like, what do you mean?
I just felt like that was really strange.
Yeah, but so does my parents' house.
Okay.
So does, like,
it like that. The way she said it, like, two living rooms and, like, two TVs, two couches.
Like, a living room and a family room.
Okay.
That's what I took it as, because at first I was like, why are they, like, putting so much stock into two living rooms?
Anyway, so then she goes, she's getting her nails, or she's getting a pedicure with her other botched up friend that went on Dr.
Her only
Miami.
Friend, Shirley. What?
Her only Shirley. Friend. Yeah. And she says how John's only coming to visit for one day.
Right, which.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, because in my, I don't know. I have nothing. Anyway, so then she picks him up from the airport and she goes, how art thou? And he ignores her. And they it looks that. Like, it might just be good editing, but it looks like they had a very silent car ride after that. And then she's like, how did your family talk about me after I left? And he was like, well, they wish you would interact more or whatever.
Did and you notice how at first he's like, no, they didn't say anything. And then all of a sudden he's the truth like, comes out. Well, they love the girls.
Right. But like, also like, I don't blame them for thinking that because she was such a little shit.
I agree. She was like pouty and awful and rude.
Yeah,
they looked like they were really fun, nice people.
Hell yeah. And John was just sitting there like, whatever, taking care of the kids the whole time. But that's regardless. Right.
And like, he even said during that, he was like, they understood why you were like that. Like, they understood why you were kind of standoffish. Which it's like, if
I personally do not understand why she was standoffish.
No, it was rude. And I feel like she's just so negative. And she was like, yeah, it was an okay trip. And she's like, I would probably never go back. And she's like, well, not anytime soon.
See, I think that this really, well, clearly they broke up. I don't know if that's a spoiler for anyone else, but they broke up. And I feel like they broke up because of her, because she is such a, like, a negative person. I feel like she goes into these situations with a bad attitude and that turns people off.
I agree.
So, oh well.
I definitely agree. And I was saying, like, I feel like she's so awkward with him and he seems like such a nice guy. Like, he seems like the first one that's just like a genuinely good guy to her.
Yeah.
And it just seems like she was talking for the last how many episodes about wanting him to move down to Florida now, pretty much. Like, rushing it now.
And now she's like, I'm not in a rush.
Right when he's, like, ready to. She's like, no. And she's like, and I bought a house. Like, what do you mean you didn't think of your significant other when you bought this house?
That made me feel so uncomfortable. If I was in a relationship with someone and I was buying a house, and she's what, 26, 27? She's 26, I think. And, like, you know, you have two kids. You have a pretty long-term boyfriend. You're buying a house. Why would you not think of the person you're dating?
Right, and you're having your mom and your sister move in? Like, I'm sorry, that's
so
just, like,
strange.
So weird. I just feel like she has no idea what she wants. And I felt so uncomfortable for him in that car ride.
Yeah.
Because, like, he kept looking at the cameras, like, I really don't want to talk about this on camera. Like, you know what I mean? You could
see. And she kept pushing it.
Yeah, you could see.
And she kept, like, extending it and basically making him feel like shit, probably.
Right. It was so uncomfortable. And he's like, he has no idea what to say. And I just feel like with her, it's the same thing over and over and over. It's the same exact story with every guy. Mm-hmm. Where she wants them to give their all, they start to give anything, or
she checks out.
What they think is their all, and she checks out. And it's still the same thing with, like, baby daddies, Devon. Now,
Devon's great.
Granted, did Devon drink too much at the pool? Yeah, I'm probably gonna drink too much at the pool when I'm a mom one day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
I can
saying,
promise you that we will,
probably. But all I'm saying is, like, she's never satisfied with anything and always needs something more. But then, like, when she gets the more, she just, like, drops
she's
it
like,
and
oh.
quits. And yeah. It's very annoying. It's a very Gemini trait, actually.
Is a trait of a Gemini also not showering? Because
no.
She needs
so just bad hygiene.
So that was pretty much it for stupid-ass boring Brianna. So then we move on to Leah, who's another one that was, like, dragged the whole thing out. Like,
her season has been dragged out.
I feel like Teen Mom 2 is, like, grasping for straws now.
Because they're all successful now.
I know. They need to start a new, like, new show. Anyway, so Leah's still waiting on that date with Jeremy.
She is. Also, I, like, noticed when they first came to her on the screen, she's like, Corey has the girls tonight to bring them to school for the first day, blah, 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 or this weekend or something. And I'm like, why is she still trying to, like, pretend that nobody knows that Corey is the one who has primary custody of these kids?
I thought she got some back.
Yeah, but, like, his house is the house that they use as school addresses, that they're at, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he is the primary parent is all I'm saying.
Right.
It's not like he is, like, getting them on weekends and that's it.
Right. Well, of course she's going to try and put on a front because she's a good mom now.
No one cares.
Yeah. So, yeah, her kids are starting school and then we're in the car with Addie and she is not excited. I know you don't like Addie and I don't understand why because I find her so funny. But if
she's
my
not
child...
funny.
I think she is. But if my child was like Addie, I'd probably throw her out the window. I'd be so annoyed all the time.
She's, like, annoying. And, like, I just find, and I know she's a kid, and my humor as a kid was not funny, but I don't find it funny. I don't find it necessarily. There are certain things that I'm like, okay, that's funny and cute and whatever. But, like, for the most part, I'm just instantly annoyed by her. I don't like her. Also, did you notice that it was pitch black when they were driving?
It's and then always like that with her. I feel like she has to wake up at 4 a.m. Like, where are their schools? An hour away? Like, I don't understand.
I know.
But, yeah. So she said she's scared of going to school, and okay. And then anyway, then Leah picks them up. I was just thinking about Leah's conversation with her sister too, about how she was dragging out the stupid bitch.
Hey bitch, hey.
Yeah, so stupid. So anyway, then Addie has a good day of school. Rah rah rah. I mean, do you have anything to add to that? Because that's
They're in the car, and Addie's like, I want to bleach and curl my hair. And if you don't want to bleach it, Mom, it's fine. But I at least want to curl, and I want to have a pink extension.
That's you as a child.
And that I found funny.
True. Okay, see, there you go.
And Leah and Addie's like, Mom, promise me I can get this. She's like, yeah, if you tell me about your day. I'm like, just promise that.
Like, why would you promise your, like, six-year-old that they can bleach their hair?
And, like, the girls are, like, trying to talk about their day, and Addie literally won't shut up, like, while Allie's talking.
I love Addie. Yeah, so that was pretty much it. Literally.
Oh, and I also have, I thought this was funny, when they're back at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So they get back to their house, they're still dragging on the conversation about the first day of school for some reason. But Aaliyah's like, Mom, I have a 9 a.m. hair appointment tomorrow.
And Leah's like, Tuesday. Oh.
And Leah just like looks at the camera like, what?
They probably
got a lot better, Leah. Like, you can tell she's a good mom now.
I definitely agree. And I think she was before her whole problem too. It was just
But she's not on shit, so.
No, she's good now. All right, and then speaking of drugs, we go to Chelsea, who I definitely think Chelsea has a drug problem. Yep.
Really?
I really think that she is, like, popping pills.
I wonder why.
So, if you notice, so her clothing line is launching, blah, blah, blah. She's anxious. I saw you get into a Facebook fight today also.
Oh, I got into it.
So, Kaylee got into a Facebook fight with someone who was, like, kind of saying that anxiety, like, could be managed.
And Kaylee managed. Controlled.
Oh, sorry. Okay, controlled. I kind of, like, skimmed over it. I saw you had quite a few likes on your comment. Mm-hmm. You're basically Facebook famous now.
This bitch is so wrong.
So when she's in the car and she starts freaking out and she's kind of like, I don't know. I think I'm not saying she doesn't have anxiety. Do I think she exaggerates sometimes? Yes. And I also think if you go back and watch it, and you know how she has to stop and pee 2 minutes before they get to the location? I feel like she gets back in the car and she has like crazy eyes. Like, I don't know. I feel like she, like, pops something. I don't know. Adderall. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that I buy into that, but I will say, like, I personally 100% relate, actually, to the exact anxiety that she has going on. Of, like, panic. Of not knowing. And this is kind of, like, what I related to was, like, she's, like, what if nobody shows up? What if not enough people show up? Like, those are, like, types of things that go on in my head. Obviously not the exact same type of a situation. But
right.
I personally feel as though, I don't know that it's fair to say that somebody is exaggerating their anxiety because you don't know. Like, you don't know what somebody's anxiety is. And it is, like, a serious issue. And I relate to what she had going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to meditate. Like, she tried to, like, do her thing. Like, she's trying stuff. And I just personally feel like if she were popping pills, then she would be on medication for this anxiety. She wouldn't see anything wrong with that. She wouldn't be, like, meditating or trying a natural way or what, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, I don't find that to be true because I just, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't think that she's popping anything.
I don't think we're ever going to find out even if she is or isn't.
True.
But
who knows? Way. She could be popping Adderall. She could have a prescription for it and using it. I don't know.
Yeah.
They say that's how she lost her weight.
That would make sense. But I also think she has an eating disorder.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Because of the way that one episode where Cole was like, make sure you pig out. Make sure right. you eat something. I was like, who the fuck
I also
says that?
Would be surprised if she had an eating disorder at all. Stemming probably from her anxiety.
Yeah. But she also only got anxiety after her house got broken into.
Right, but what does that mean? That's a huge like trigger. What if your house got broken time. Into?
What?
What if your house got broken into? You wouldn't be anxious all the time about that?
Oh, I'm anxious all the time, like, in general. I think when I used to be alone all the time, I would, like, lay in bed all night and be like, oh my god.
Like, petrified.
But I also, I don't know. I don't know. Like,
I think that's a huge trigger.
Yeah. Well, we will agree to disagree, I think, on this situation. But, anyway, I think her opening was okay. I wouldn't buy anything on her line. I think it's all flannels, and I can go to, like, Target for that.
Right, like, it was all really cute. I wouldn't go out of my way. Like, it looked like it was successful, but, like, yeah. also boring. I will yeah. say, though, like, going back to, like, the anxiety thing, when they were in the car, I do feel like she, like, Cole is just so nice and, like, mm-hmm. such a good guy. And he's, like, telling Aubrey to sit down and calm down and relax because, yeah. like, Chelsea this and Chelsea that. And, like, I felt bad for him because she gets back in the car and is kind of a bitch to him.
Yeah.
But and, that, like, I get
that,
it.
I've done that before.
Exactly. When and that's what I was going to yeah. say. Like, I've done that, too. And, like, I get where she's coming from, but I felt for him, too. Like, wow, he's just trying to be nice. He's telling her how beautiful she looks, and she's just kind of being a bitch.
She kind of did, like, save it, because I think she realized that she was being a bitch, because she was like, yeah, thanks, like, love you. Yeah. I also think, now that I'm, like, thinking about it, I think that since we have only seen the anxiety thing happen a few episodes ago, kind of, that's why I'm, like, I feel like she's being dramatic.
True, and
right, like, and that also stems back to me saying anything about Jade. Like, we don't see them every day.
Exactly. So,
yeah, it makes sense.
And, but, like, we literally see, what, a couple hours of their week?
Yeah.
If that, an hour yeah. of their week?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so.
And that's what I always try to remember about these things is, like, they are still humans. Like, as much as they, like, annoy me and stuff, we only see a portion of what they really have going on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I
feel like Chelsea has the easiest life.
What?
I feel like Chelsea has the easiest life.
Oh, of course. Out of all of them? Like,
yeah.
That's why her episodes are so boring. And
yeah.
I can understand where people are coming from when they say they're looking for a storyline with her anxiety. Like, I can totally understand it.
Yeah.
However, I would hate to say, like, this bitch doesn't have anxiety when, like, she truly does.
Right. You know? Right. Makes sense.
But I think that's it for that episode, right?
It is. So we are going to move on to Young and Pregnant. So now we are going to get into Young and Pregnant. Do you have the episode name? Because I did not write that down.
So yeah, this is episode 5. It's called Balls in Your Court.
Okay.
Which grosses me out.
All right. So we start off with Brianna. Dun, dun, dun. She gets the DNA results back. And this part, what?
I think I was more shocked than she was.
She was, like, chilling. She kind of bothered me in this. But anyway, I thought it was funny how she's like, 99.9999%. Does that mean he's the dad? No, Brianna. That 1% or that right. 0.1%. Like, what the fuck?
She's so dumb.
I also hate her mother. I don't know how you feel about her mom, but I just feel like her mom. I was waiting for her mom to be like, okay, so when are we taking him for child support? Because her mom is very, like, focused on the money part.
Like, cheap.
Yeah. I just found it weird that Brianna was, like, upset.
Like, I just can't believe that he's actually the dad. Like, I was positive.
Same. Did you see the picture of him?
No.
He's on, if you go on the Teen Mom, was it the Shade Room Instagram account? They have a picture of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he look just like the baby or no?
There's definitely, they're related.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was kind of bothered at how upset she was, but she did also say, like, it's great that he has a dad. Well, I think actually her mom said that.
I think they both, yeah, they both kind of did. It was weird when she said she wishes she could have sex with herself and impregnate herself.
And, super weird.
Yeah.
Also weird when her mom's like, do you want a hug? And she's like, no.
And she's like, okay, fine.
Yes.
That's also something that I would do, so I can relate.
See, I would be like, absolutely not.
But I also don't like her mom, so I don't think I'd want a hug from her mom. So
probably not. She's always red. Like, I know I get pink in the face, but she's always red in the face.
She's a tomato. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a big tomato. So then she calls baby daddy, and she tells him the results, which is weird, because I feel like he would get a copy of the results as well. So I feel like that was not real.
Right, and she's like, do you want to hear the results? Like, what's he going to say? No, thank you.
No, okay, bye.
And he contacted her.
Right. Supposedly. And then, so she calls him, and she's like, well, do you need some time? And he's like, yeah, I need some time to process. And then they're texting, and he's like, can we just text for right now? Mm-hmm. And I just felt like that was so, like, middle school. Like, is your mom going to come in and yell at you for being on the phone too late at night? Like,
yes.
So weird. But that, I mean, do you have any notes, any other notes for them? Because I feel like that's all I really had.
No.
Yeah.
All I have is that, like, she was happy that she has the DNA results and knows who his dad is for sure. That's it.
Ugh, whatever.
Moving forward.
Yes. So we are on to my favorite person on the show.
My favorite. Love her.
Brain wreck Rachel Beaver. Oh my god, imagine if her last name was Beaver. I do feel like that she's the most sane out of that family, though, I must say.
Right. I mean, the mom seems, like, good, but she was a drug addict.
Really? She's good, but she's letting people walk all over her. But I feel like she also might be, like, trying to, like, make up for maybe the time that she was on drugs. I don't know.
I would agree with that. Like, she wasn't a good mom to them, so she's trying to be, like, a good mom to the grandchildren.
Right.
Or grandchild.
So she's talking about how Jacob's never around, right? Because it's not his kid. I feel like she's trying to...
They don't know that yet.
But she says it's not, like...
Probably not.
Okay. And I just feel like she's trying to push Jacob to be daddy to the baby, even though we don't know.
Right, she's and very desperate.
Oh, yeah. And then when he came back and she's like, oh, I'm so glad you're back, like, blah, blah, blah.
It was a relief for her, she said.
So weird. And I don't feel like he even does anything, but whatever. And then
she literally said, wait, I totally forgot this part. She literally said, he's a lot better than Drew. Like, what are you comparing it to?
I have a note that says she keeps comparing the two because I don't understand why she keeps comparing them. I feel like she has feelings for both of them. She might talk about how Drew is, like, a piece of shit and whatever, but I think that she's only mad because he didn't want to be around.
Probably. 100%. So she, like, I feel bad for her. I think she has some sort of a postpartum.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What makes you say that?
Because all she's done is, like, lay, and I get the baby's only 3 weeks old, but, like, she's, like, laying around. She's talking about how let down she is by people who, like, she shouldn't even be let down by. And she's talking about how lonely she is. And, like, that to me is, like, a telltale sign of the start of postpartum. She's also talking about how the fact that, like, her mom is so busy taking care of Emerson while Mallory goes out dancing at the bars. You know what I mean? Like,
But I also feel like that also might be part of being a young mom. Like, she went from going out all the time with her friends and this and that. Like, I feel like
100%.
We, as, like, mid, late 20-year-olds, like, we had kids, it would be totally different because we are not out all the time. We are, like, adults. But, I mean, I guess... Well, yeah, exactly. So, I guess we'll just have to keep watching to find out if she has the postpartum depression.
True.
But
the postpartum.
The postpartum. I found it weird how she, when Jacob came back and she was like, well, what's the baby's name? Hazley?
Hazley.
Yeah, how Hazley just wants her daddy. Bitch, no one knows who the daddy,
like,
even
calling
is.
Calling her daddy. Like, did you see his face when she said that?
He was like,
He's like, oh, me. like, weird, cheap gold watch.
Right. And then I also, when she was having that conversation with her mom, she was saying how Jacob doesn't want a paternity test. I felt like that was bullshit.
That was the weirdest thing ever. Doesn't want it, for sure.
She said, Jacob doesn't want a paternity test. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Jacob would want a paternity test.
Right. But the weird thing about that was she said he doesn't want it. And then she goes on to say,
we don't want to know.
Like, if the baby's not his, then, like, I'd be upset if he, like, totally disowned her. And I'm like, so who wants the paternity test?
I just don't know. It was weird. Anyway, so we're going to go to my favorite part now. So, but I also wrote a note that Rachel wants Mallory to take care of her baby so Rachel can have more help. And I'm like, what does that mean? So you want your mom to help you more than Mallory is what it basically entails?
I think so. And I again, we're only seeing a portion of it. However, it seems like Mallory is always going out, leaving her baby at that house. And
trailer.
It's not like Mallory's going and working and leaving the baby at the house. Like,
that would be okay.
Right. It's...
She's going out and hoeing.
She's leaving that baby just so she can go out, and then Rachel is, like, home with this baby but could maybe use some sleep or a shower.
Sleep or a shower. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to my favorite part.
Oh, I loved it.
When Mallory and the mother start getting into a fight, and I quote, Mallory says, "Hold my baby!
Yes! Baby!" Like, it's her shoes. Or her bag. Oh my god, that was so funny.
Oh my god. It was amazing.
Pull my baby. And she literally, I think, threw the baby at Jacob.
Threw the baby at her brother sister thing.
Oh, was Carter?
Yeah.
Was strange looking.
Yeah. Carter apparently is goes by he or her. They're a they.
Okay.
They like to I still don't understand that. That's such a new thing to me.
So it's not her brother anymore. It's her sibling?
It's her sibling. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. But isn't that strange?
Yeah, but I think that we live in a time that it's, like, so, like, becoming a non-strange thing.
It's only, like, that whole thing has only, like, been brought to my attention in the last couple months. So I'm like, how long have we all been doing this?
Right. It's definitely, definitely interesting. However, I'm interested about, like, the whole they thing, how you don't identify as either.
Right.
Whereas, like, if he or if her brother, who was her brother, was now identifying as a she, I think that would be much more easier to understand than just, like,
yeah, because now you're like,
Right, because it is rude.
Yes.
Like, straight up rude. So, like, what am I supposed to say, like, when I'm, like, not to say I'm sitting there talking about you, but you reference people. Like,
yeah,
if I'm talking to, like, Dave about you, I'm saying, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying your name every time. I'm right. Like, oh, and she XYZ.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll get a little bit more educated. Maybe they'll talk about it.
True. To each their own.
Yeah. So that was pretty much it. They get into the fight. And then Mallory.
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Mallory leaves. And the mom's crying, and Rachel's like, well, I don't know why you're getting so upset, because, like, you let them do this to you. And her mom's like, please don't turn out like Mallory. And then Jacob's like, I won't let her.
Like, that's what I was just going to mention. like, oh, thank you, Jacob. I was so worried. And now that you are the saving grace, thank God.
He won't let her. Okay.
That was so Mouth funny. Face.
So that was pretty much it. And now we are on to Ashley. And I literally have two notes for her because they dragged out this entire thing.
So long.
Ashley breaks up with Bar, and Bar is upset the whole episode.
Yeah.
I think that we don't even need to go any further.
No, that's literally it. The only couple things that I have to say are that Ashley's totally in the right. Like, I'm actually very proud of her for being,
oh my God,
like, what?
Me too.
Oh, good. I thought you said, no, not me.
Yeah, like, fuck her.
Oh. because he's done nothing but like, show her that he's not going to do anything, and she's given him chance after chance, and I appreciated T, her mom, for being, like, trying to play devil's advocate a little bit and, like, give him the benefit of the doubt. However, like, no, she did give him chances and chances and chances, and he's done nothing.
Yeah. Literally nothing.
So that I found I was actually pretty proud for her. And, like, the whole thing in the car, he, like, turned the cameras off when they got into the car.
Like, immediately.
Immediately.
And then he starts talking about how he's upset. And I don't think he wanted that on TV because, like, thugs don't get upset. So.
Right. And I thought it was awesome because she's, like, putting him on blast.
She's like, well, I told you.
What?
She's like, well, I told you you needed to do this.
Exactly.
And you didn't.
Don't talk to me like that. Like, bitch, shut up.
Yeah.
You need to hear that. However, I did think that Holly was so cute when he was at the restaurant.
Yes.
With his brother.
Yes.
Right. And she's like, bite.
Uncle, she was repeating uncle. Everything that was happening.
It was so cute.
Yeah. But she is very cute.
That's literally all that happened with them.
Yeah. So then we're on to Kayla. So did you see Kayla's dog by any like she has a pit bull?
I did, and I was like, is that her dog or is that her friend's dog?
No, that's her dog.
Okay.
Yeah, cute dog. I think that she is way in over her head. I think that
you're about to have another baby.
She just moved out. She has one child, a brand new boyfriend. She just got pregnant, and you add a puppy into this as well. Like, what are you doing? You are complaining that you're overwhelmed with one child. I don't know if you noticed this. I don't know if we're in the same teen mom groups anymore, but the one teen mom group that I'm in was freaking out because Kayla fed Isaiah raw brownie mix. Don't know if you saw that. I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous. It's not like...
Stop!
Do you know anyone that's gotten sick from salmonella? I don't think it's real. I think they just try and scare us.
I think there's a difference in salmonella when you're, like, using a knife and, like, it touches your... Or you're, like, touching raw chicken and then, like, licking your hands. Then there is, like... I'm sorry. I have been eating brownie batter and cake batter since I was probably 2 years old.
Literally. And he's, like, over one. He's between one and two, so.
Like, stop it.
I think that he will survive if he, you know what?
You know what? I think, spoiler alert, he did survive that.
Yep. I'm sorry if you guys all thought he died, but he's still alive. He's thriving.
Made it through.
Yep. Thoughts and prayers. They worked. So. Yeah. Anyway, so then Kayla's talking to... What the fuck's her boyfriend's name?
Luke. I always want to call him John.
I don't... Same. They look kind of, like, similar, don't they?
They do.
Okay. So, Kayla's talking to Luke and how she's saying that she wants to meet up with Stefan. I'm going to totally skip over the dog poop part because I thought it was gross. But anyway, so she's talking to Luke about she wants to meet up with Stefan because Stefan apparently hasn't seen Isaiah in 3 months. And, like, that's a problem.
Which is shameful.
So, she's like, hey, like, is it okay if, like, maybe, like, you watch Isaiah or, like, my mom does, whatever. And, like, I think Luke is great. I think he's...
I love Luke.
Yeah.
So supportive.
Yeah. So then we cut to Stefan. I spelt Stefan's name wrong. Like, well, I spelt it, like, two different ways. P-H-N-F-A-N. Multiple times. But I think it's P-H.
It's P-H.
I dated a guy with F-A-N, so that's probably why. Anyway, so we cut to Stefan out to dinner, lunch, eating with
Lavelle.
Yep. And he's talking. He's like, my life is great without her. I don't know if I'm going to meet up with her because my life is good without her. And I'm like, it is not about her or you.
Yeah.
It is about your child. And I feel like he, like, wants to make it seem like he thinks that Kayla still has feelings for him or something like that.
He definitely does, because did you notice he made that comment about, like, Kayla not wanting his girlfriend around Isaiah, but like she lives with her boyfriend. But
she doesn't want the girlfriend around Isaiah because I guess the girlfriend in the past, like when Kayla was pregnant, was fucking around with Stefan and threatened to like kick Kayla's stomach or something like that and like harm her child. So I don't blame her.
Fair. However, we never saw Kayla say she doesn't want her kid around his girlfriend. We never saw that.
No, we never saw it in the show.
And who's to say if they didn't all sit down and have a meeting? Like, I felt like Kayla was trying to be mature and, like, get to a good place for her kid. And he was just, like, still immature in that bad place.
Right. So Stefan was saying that he didn't want to go because he's so much better off with her, without her in his life and all this bullshit. And the friend's, like, really encouraging and saying, like, you should go. And it's really not... Like, I just don't understand why you wouldn't go. I mean, it just really,
what's the loss?
Yeah. You're going to go maybe, like, for 30 minutes and try and come up with a plan to see your child that you haven't seen in 3 months? Like, I don't see the problem. It's not like she's going to try and suck your dick. She's fucking pregnant.
Right. Like, she's over you. Whether you want to believe that or not, she's over you.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think he wants that. I think he wants like she was last season, wants her to feel like still wanting to be with him, even though he treated her like shit.
Or like that's what he like thrives on, is like treating people like shit and then them wanting a relationship with him.
I wonder how his relationship is now. I'm just saying.
True.
So then Stefan doesn't show up.
Shocker.
And Kayla's like, everyone's getting their nails done. And Kayla's getting her nails done. She's like, well, it's 5:30 and he's not showing up. And she's like, I tried. Like, he complains to me about how people on social media look at Luke as Isaiah's dad. And like, this is why, because he's not around. It's not my fault if Isaiah like sees Luke every day and thinks that Luke is his dad. She's like, I'm not going to stop him if he wants to call him dad.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I don't disagree with that.
Right, she's not encouraging him, like, this is your dad, call him daddy.
She called
him
Luke.
What was I watching where they did that? I was watching a show where they, like, introduced their kid. I want to say it was, like, 90 Day Fiancé.
It was Nicole.
Yes.
Yep. With the guy that doesn't actually want to be with her.
Yes, and she's, like, telling May that, like, this is her dad. And it's like, that's so inappropriate. Let the kid figure that out.
Nicole is a whole other story, but she definitely has mental problems. And I can't wait for another season so we can talk about that on here.
Same. She's a Scorpio.
She's fucking crazy. They're still together also.
Which, like, enough.
Yeah. Anyway. So that was pretty much it for Kayla.
Yeah.
And then we're on to Kaya, which Dennis says... Kiaya.
I say Kiaya.
Because that's what it looks like. So she is about to pop. She is due next week.
And she's literally about to pop. Like, you can literally see it in her face.
So she's at the doctor, and the doctor goes, well, the baby's getting a little bigger. Like, was the baby supposed to shrink? Like,
that's so weird that the baby's getting bigger.
Did I miss something? So strange. So Kiaya talks, she said she's been talking to Xavion because she was saying that the problems with his mother pushed her to want to talk to him. And I was like, how do those, okay.
Like, stop.
Yeah. So she's been talking to him.
And I feel like that was just a way to introduce his mom back into it.
Right. And then, Kaya's mom reaches out to the baby daddy's mom, and they have a really weird conversation.
Super weird, but I will say, I like her mom. I think that she's, like, very mature and, like, trying her best to, like, mend the fence.
Yeah, and I think that if it were up to Kaya, there would be no relationship. And I think that is important, especially if the baby daddy is in jail. I think that that child should have some other family besides hers.
Of course. That's still, like, the baby's grandparents.
Right. I don't like the fact that her girlfriend is basically acting like it is her child.
Right.
Did you notice that? Because she's getting her hair cut. Yep. And he's like, oh, it's about to get real. And she's like, I know. And she's like, oh, the first child. And I'm like, this isn't your baby.
I know.
Like, end of the day, you can get up and walk away whenever you want. It's like a Brianna and Danae situation again.
It is literally the exact same situation.
Yeah.
Although this girl seems a little more level-headed.
Oh, yeah. She's not a psychopath. Did you know that Danae goes by Milo now?
I didn't.
Yeah.
But did you know that Tiaja goes by Lou now?
I did not know that. Look at us.
So, officially, he is now a he.
Like,
and they just got engaged.
Oh, wow. I don't follow those people on Instagram. I only follow Rachel because I love her.
I love Rachel. But also, did you notice that Kaya had a cousin that she was talking to when they were at the bakery? And the cousin's name was Trinity, but it was spelled... Trynithi.
I'm sorry. No. That is unacceptable. I hate that shit. It's like Hazley.
Or Kaylee.
Yeah. Shout out to yourself.
Like, who adds extra letters to a name?
Do you, a little side note, do you remember that one time when we spelled our names differently, like K-A-Y hyphen L-E-E, and I did Emma hyphen L-E-E?
Yeah, so, I still cringe at it.
I know. I think it's, like, hilarious, though. I saw something the other day, someone actually, their name spelled Emma hyphen Lee, and I was like, really? Did my mom have another child?
Right, your mom, like, was all about that hyphen, too.
I know.
She loved it.
Well, her name's Donnelly. Donna.
Right, I don't know why she didn't do that.
My dad would probably punch her. She wanted to name me fucking Montana. That's bad enough.
True. My mom wanted to name me Jade. My dad was like, that's a stripper name. Jade Alexa. Could you imagine?
Jade Alexa. Oh,
it's so God. Much.
Jade Alexa takes it in the ass. So strange.
So weird.
Well, I think, like, that's all I have.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for this episode, both of these episodes of Teen Mom 2 and Teen Mom Young and Pregnant.
The most boring.
The most boring. And I don't think that there's anything going on currently, right? Like, in the media with anybody? Is there?
I feel like I saw something. Hold on. Let me just pull up.
Because I think Jade and Ashley are kind of over their...
Oh. What I did see, which doesn't really, like, necessarily... relate, I guess. Oh, it does, but not really. So I saw that Rachel's dad got arrested for a drug charge, but he's not even in the show.
No, but they're about to talk about him literally next episode.
Yeah, so I saw he recently got arrested, so that sucks. I do feel bad for her.
Does he live in that area?
I don't know. I didn't, like, read it. I just saw, like, the headline.
Yeah,
so
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that's going on with anybody currently. I mean, no. Janelle, the same thing is still going on. The divorce.
Well, apparently, actually, she is filming again.
Oh, really? Where did you...
I saw that on Instagram today. Her and Barbara, I think, did it say they were in New York?
Again?
Yeah. So, let me see. I go to my girl Destiny. Filming. Teen Mom Shade Room. No, it wasn't her that posted it. She did just post... she didn't just post. It was 22 hours ago. She posted a videos of Brianna and John with, like, the sleeping emoji. Because their fucking conversations when they were together were so fucking boring and stupid. And it was just all full of silence.
Right, but isn't she friends with her? Or is that, like, one of those, like, posts that you swipe up on?
The Teen Mom Shade Room girl?
Oh, I thought you meant Janelle.
Oh, no. I said I was going to check Teen Mom Shade Room, because I forget where I saw Barbara and Janelle. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, well. But apparently they might be filming again.
Well, that's interesting news. I'm curious to see what they're filming for. If it's Teen Mom 2 or something
else. I hope
it's
Teen Mom.
But yeah, I think that's it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are back every Monday with a true crime episode and Friday with a reality TV episode. And right now we are covering Teen Mom 2 and Teen Mom Young and Pregnant. Please subscribe to our podcast and give us some likes and reviews.
Rate us
with 5 stars. It really helps us out. But yeah, you can listen to us anywhere that you can find your podcast streaming platform. I know we're on iTunes. I know we're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. We're on so many different platforms now.
Even some that I didn't even know existed.
Same. There's a lot I didn't know existed. But you can find us pretty much anywhere. So we will see you guys Monday with a new true crime episode. We actually have a I don't want to say two-part episode because it's not split in two, but we have 2 cases that we're covering in 1 episode.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. We're going to be looking into the disappearance of Angela Hammond? And we're also going to look into the case of Brooke Skylar Richardson. She goes by Skylar, so... it should be an interesting one, I think.
I'm looking forward to it.
Same. So yeah, we'll see you guys on Monday. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.